person's love, God can punish someone else. Yet in the Old Testament, it is even mentioned that none shall bear the burden of the other, not the father, not the son. Now what about that? No, we have to ignore that. You notice our intrusions, our inclusions, our misrepresentations. When Allah is saying something, they say, no, I don't want to hear this one. I want to hear it that way. I said, it's fine for you to hear it that way, but show me where Jesus says that. Show me where the violation can be so blatant that a human being can just simply ignore it and say it's okay, but God loves us and He's going to forgive us. Why should He forgive me for a crime I didn't commit? I beg to question this God who's going to forgive me on Judgment Day because I accepted the Christ as my Savior. I will challenge on Judgment Day to God, if this religion were true, that God, what did I need to ask forgiveness from you for a deed that I never performed? What justice is this? This is a major breach of justice that even people like Jay Smith and these argumenters out there, the ones who are debating and trying to confuse the minds of Muslims and non-Muslims alike, they never talk at this level. They nitpick petty little things because they know at the core of discussions, which is the adalat of Allah, no religion in the world upholds that purest sense of justice on earth except the deen al-haq, the true religion, the religion which Allah says, inna deen inda Allah al-Islam. Salawat ala Muhammad wa al-Muhammad. Final point, I will end. You will find people ask, what happens then to Christians and Jews and disbelievers? Does God throw them in hell? Islam is the only religion that gives universal examples and says, here's the situation and I want you to understand it. There are verses in the Quran that on Judgment Day Allah will not accept anybody's religion but Islam. I say, well, here it is. Verses saying very clearly, but Islam. That means non-Muslims are going to go to hell. No. Mm-mm. Go back to Tawheed and ask the question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely merciful. He is loving, He's kind, Rahmanur Rahim, very merciful. He is very forgiving. Wallahu yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who turn to Him. Anybody, even shaitan, Iblis, if he were to turn to Allah today, Allah will forgive him. But Allah says He won't, because I know what He will do. But does He have free will? Yes. Can he turn back to Allah? Yes. Will he? No. But will Allah forgive him if he did? Yes. Will he be saved from the fire of hell? Yes. Yes. People might ask, but if Iblis goes away, then what happens to this trial? Brothers and sisters, the trial is not dependent on shaitan. The trial is not dependent on Iblis. We help shaitan a lot. Shaitan just whispers. We do the dirty work. Trust me. Quran even mentions Surah Ibrahim. He says, a person will turn to shaitan and says, on the judgment day, you made me do this. Shaitan says, I had no authority on you. I just whispered. I suggested and you came to me. I just implanted that idea. What if? That's why idle mind is the devil's workshop. You sit idle, tapping your finger on the table, you don't know what to do. Watch out. Shaitan is ever ready to jump in. Ah, good, 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 good. You're very idle, aren't you? You're bored. Good, good, good. Click www. Right? Send that text message that you wanted. Remember that one? The one you're supposed to call back? Etc., etc. What happens? Idle mind. So Allah said, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The believers are the ones who remember Allah a lot. Why? The minute you remember Allah, you block out shaitan. It's the way it works. It's the system. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing me a very beautiful system in my life, in my existence, in the adalat, that I need to follow this way. Now what happens to those believers? Allah's mercy is such that if the majority of the human race were to end up in hell forever, then Allah would never have created this universe. No, impossible. It defies the rahmah of Allah. That means majority of mankind ultimately has to be free from the fire of hell. Otherwise it can't be. That's the rahmah of Allah. That's the rationale. And Shaykh Mutahhari explains this. He says, the Shia say only the Shia will go to paradise. The Sunnis say only the Sunnis will go to paradise. And the pluralists say everybody will go to paradise. Shaykh Mutahhari dismantles all of them and says, all of them are wrong. Only the Quran is right. And the Quran says, yes, the true believer, there are three groups. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. There are three groups. أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّةٍ نَعِيمٍ. Three groups. People of the right hand, people of the left hand, and the closest of the close. These three shall be broken into three parts, and they shall be taken. The one who receives his deeds in his right hand will end up in paradise. The one who receives his deeds in his left hand will go to hell. And the one who is the sabiqun as-sabiqun, directly, no questions asked, they will go straight into paradise. Three groups. Now what of the Christians and the Jews and the rest? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَ وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحٍ فَلَهُمْ عَجْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Surely the believers, the Christians, the Jews, the Christians, the Sabians, provided you believe in Allah, day of judgment, and do good deeds, for you there is no fear. Now that's a provision, it's a proviso. What if the person doesn't reach the proviso? What if this child in Africa, who's poor, or in India, all his life, from childhood, has to pick garbage to eat, trash can, doesn't have time to read Quran, doesn't have time to read the Bible, doesn't have time to remember God to the level that you and I can. And this poor child reaches adulthood and then he dies. What happens to him? Allah says in this beautiful verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. I'll read it in English. Surely, as for those whom the angels cause to die while they are unjust to their souls, they shall say, the angels will ask, in what state were you? They shall say, we were weak on the earth. Meaning, we were oppressed. We were weak. Mustad'afin. We were weak. The angels will say, was not Allah's earth wide enough for you to move? Couldn't you leave this terrible state and move and change your life? Look at the free will argument right here being brought in the verse. Wasn't the earth spacious so that you should have migrated somewhere? Meaning the Sharia states that if my iman is going to fade away by living in a town and I'm going to lose my faith, then the Sharia says you better leave. You must leave, you can't stay. So Allah says these who refused to leave, these it is whose abode is hell and it is an evil resort. Meaning they willfully chose to reject Allah. Willfully chose to reject Allah. The verse continues. Verse number 98 in Surah An-Nisa. إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا. Except the weak from among the men and the children, meaning men and women and the children, who don't have in their power the means nor can they find a way to escape. These, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَعْفُوا عَنْهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. Beautiful. These, the mustad'afin who are trapped in the Christian faith, in the Hindu faith, in the atheistic faith, in systems that they can't escape, these, we may grant them, He may chastise to them, or He may turn to them mercifully. Meaning God is leaving it open. He says, you don't know what lies in the heart of that Hindu. You don't know what lies in the heart of that Christian. We test him. If he has any propensity towards us, even as a Christian, we may grant him paradise. What a universal religion. What a beautiful religion. When I presented this verse to a Jewish friend of mine in Tanzania, it was last Ramadan speaking, he says, I want to come and attend your lecture. He's a professor teaching at University of Dar es Salaam. He says, I'd like to attend your lectures. Welcome. He came after the lecture. He sat in the Q&A session. After that, he was so impressed with our reflections and the language that we were using. He came to me and says, what does your religion have to say about me? I'm a Jew. When I gave him this verse, he says, what a universal religion. What a religion. This religion has included me in the system. It hasn't damned me. It hasn't pushed me out categorically. It's given me the option to take the truth.